This is Emily Downward, Executive Director of Consumer Strategy and Storytelling at Health Union, and host of the podcast Living With. In recognition of Black History Month, I recently spoke with my colleague Tahira Chichester, Associate Director of Community Development. What does Black History Month mean to you?
So Black History Month means a lot to me. I believe I carry a different perspective, being someone who's not from the United States itself, like the continental United States, being from the Caribbean and having that background. You know, Black History Month means a lot of things to me. It's actually celebrating the African diaspora, and it makes me feel seen, you know, like, yeah, I may not be from the continental United States, and I might not have that African American point of view, that perspective, but it makes me just feel seen. It makes me feel seen, it makes me feel heard, and it also makes me feel as though we're talking about our accomplishments, you know, without the slavery, without, you know, making that such like a huge component of the Black experience. You know, being Black means it's so many things outside of slavery. And so Black History Month is just such a monumental moment for us to recognize, yes, slavery, but also recognize our achievements and our accomplishments as a community.
So to build on that, what does it mean to you to be a Black woman?
It's a tough question, Emily. It's layered. It is layered. Wow. I mean, I think that question, the answer to that question changes depending on where I am, which is funny. But to in the United States, to be a Black woman is to do just a lot of mental gymnastics for everything, for everything. There's great components. But I think for me, one of the major things that I find is that there's just always some mental gymnastics of, you know, anxiety, you know, situations where it's just like, how do I react here? How do I react here? For the most part, though, I guess being a Black woman to me, I guess it needs to be unapologetic too at the same time, which sounds like very contradictory. But after you get past the mental gymnastics, it's like, oh, well, you know, I am who I am and this is it.
I think that's beautiful. Yeah. What should people know about Black History Month?
I think I'm going to hammer back on that, on the slavery comment, is that it's really more than just slavery. Black people have made so many contributions to the United States, musically, pop culture, style. It's just so dynamic who we are and all the things that we were told we couldn't do that we're doing. And probably to like the nth degree, like we're killing it, you know, we're doing such a good job at it. And I think that's what Black History, that's what, to me, that's what Black History entails too. You know, dynamic group of people. When we're talking about Black History, we have to ensure that we're seeing the whole picture. You know, we have to ensure that we're really taking into account the diaspora, the Black diaspora, and understanding that they themselves have also made contributions to the African American experience. I think people get so holed up in, you know, this is African American and this is distinctly African American, but that the diaspora is so strong and so vast and so wide. And so we have to make sure that we're recognizing those instances too, you know, recognizing that our Black ancestors in, you know, Latin America, you know, in different cities in France, you know, in Nigeria, the Caribbean, painting that complete picture to the best of our ability.
Is there a specific person or people from history who inspire you?
Can I pick two? Rihanna and Oprah Winfrey are some of the most to me, they're, I don't really aspire to be anyone. You know, I try to stay true to myself and try to find my own way through life. But every time I see Oprah do something, and every time I see Rihanna, you know, launch a new product for her makeup, I don't even wear makeup, you know, but to see another Caribbean woman doing the thing and being so well known and well loved internationally and also in the United States, it's just, it's really great to see. And for Oprah, I mean, she's a gem. I never thought I would have had that moment where I was just like, do I really like Oprah like that? Like, do I? And then it's weird that you brought that up, because a couple of days ago I was like, yeah, Oprah is someone who I aspire to be like. Such a great lady.
I totally agree. And I'm a huge fan of both of those women. And I'll tell you, with Oprah, I've been in a room. I mean, it was a huge room, but she has come into the room. And when she comes into a room, the energy changes. Like, not just everybody's like, what? Which is, there's that. But she shifts the energy. It like brings it all up. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
I love it. And I admire that so much.
And it's such a gentle, from what I've seen. Obviously, I've never been in a room with Oprah, right? But from what I've seen, it's like she commands the room, but there's such a softness to her that I think a lot of Black women feel like they can't be in a lot of social settings, like, at least for me. And so hearing you say that experience that you had with her, it just makes so much sense, because you can see how that dynamic would play out with someone that powerful and gracious.
What do you think about when you hear Black History Month?
Accomplishments, recognition, collaboration, community, safety. Not just one word, obviously. Also resilience. You know, there's a lot of instances where folks were told that they couldn't do something, or that they can't do something, or that they shouldn't. And to see how much folks were able to accomplish under a variety of social and economic stressors, adversity as well, resilience is probably the best one.
What can we learn from Black History Month to help create more inclusive online communities?
Know the history. I know that's a very repetitive answer, but know the history. There's a lot of reasons why folks of color, in particular the Black community, are hesitant to go into healthcare settings, right? And so the best thing that we can do is make sure that we understand what the history is of the community and why they're skeptical about certain health things. We have to know that history in order to better engage with folks. We can't just go in willy-nilly and saying, hey, try this medical treatment, or hey, have you spoken to your doctor about this? Because sometimes they might not even make it into that healthcare setting, right? So making sure that we foster a community where we see other Black people talking about other health conditions. We see people being open about the trials and tribulations. We also see people succeeding. That's another thing. Seeing Black people succeed, seeing Black people overcome health obstacle, health frustrations, oh man, that's like the most empowering thing, because it's like, okay, I can see my community member doing this, regardless if it's in person. But in particular, there's something special about online, where you see someone succeeding with a very similar health condition to you. It's like, man, if that person can do it, I can do it. So making sure that we see Black people in our stories, you know, the situations that we talk about, asking people of color, in particular Black people, about their experience in healthcare setting, just to make sure that they feel seen in these online settings, because online is permanent and they can go back and we can say, this was such a monumental thing that happened for a Black person, and there was no talk about it. Why is that? So making sure, going back again, making sure that we're able to see ourselves actually within the community and participating within the community.
I'd like to thank Tahira for sharing her perspective on Black History Month. Health Union is the only digital health company that continuously brings people together by evolving social interactions into meaningful health conversations through a growing portfolio of online health communities. Our core values of inclusion, community, excellence, and transparency guide everything we do. Learn more at health-union.com.